their background, so that it's quite clear what everybody's experience is. Please do so. I'd welcome anybody to speak briefly about themselves. In fact, we will do that by going around the table quickly and saying what contribution you're looking to make to us. That would end with.
My name's Adrian, and market research person for this meeting, this project, creating some new module. And I'll be projecting some statistics on what people wanted to get from the scene design. People want to be more fashion for the future.
I'm Kendra, and I'm a user interface designer, and I haven't had a whole lot of experience in this kind of thing before, but so I'll be working on the design.
This means you haven't got any preconceived ideas. So.
Yep, I'm starting to be creative.
I'm Katie, I'm the industrial designer, and I'll just be, I guess, presenting about the interworkings of our little remote control, and yeah.
Okay, very, very quickly, I don't want to make this meeting too structured, because the whole idea is that it's a think tank. Everybody says what they want to say, and then they don't want to be constrained by convention or slides on screens or anything else. Briefly, this is what we want to do. The remote control needs to be original. There has to be something about it that other remote controls don't have, so that as soon as people see it, they think, yes, that's different. I want one. That goes along with being trendy. The I want it scenario, user friendly, because as we all know, remote controls can be very user unfriendly. So we want to make ours one that people can pick up and think, oh yes, it's obvious how that works. And we also want to look at the price and think, oh yeah, that's something that I may not need another remote control, but it's such a nice one, I'm going to have one. And last but not least, or indeed first of all, it must make the company money. It can make the company money by producing what the consumer wants. The further work to be done is in the function design, what it must actually do. Conceptual design, how we actually present that to the consumer, and the detailed design is how we get that into production. Now the main design tool that we have available to us at the moment is the whiteboard, and this is very quickly do what it says in the prompt slide here. I was suggesting that everybody would tag themselves from the wire, so we don't do that. Everybody knows what whiteboard is, so we've got a virtual drawing on the whiteboard of your own favourite animal. Let's go around the table. Your favourite animal?
And badger.
Why?
It's a nice contrast. I feel a little bit of an underdog kind of status.
My wife says my beard looks like badger's arm. Yeah. Ingram?
Probably a duck. I guess. The way they look, and they're just nice animals, and until they can fly or swim or walk,
It's horses. No particular reason why.
So, It did, actually.
I think it's important that you should be able to, when you press the buttons, it'll actually pick up the signals from kind of anywhere, and you shouldn't have to like contort yourself and twist your remote control to get it to TV to actually pick up the signal.
Controls that I know of that actually lights up at all.
like it.
Like a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
First thoughts on the industrial design.
Well, I think it's remote controls are kind of a unique object because it's you depend on them so much, but you don't. It's you sort of just assume they're always going to work. You don't think of them as a comp like a computer can break down, and you're kind of like, oh well, fair enough. There's all these complex things going on. It's gonna something's gonna get messed up eventually. They just need to be very very dependable because people sort of take them for granted. And then if your remote control breaks, it's God forbid you actually get up and manually change the channel. it needs to be very effective, very always dependable. I don't think we should make it too small because I think it needs to. I mean, it can't be too big, like you're saying, big and huge and awkward. But also, if you make it too small, kind of like you know how mobile phones are getting smaller and smaller, it's just going to end up on our couch cushion somewhere. And yeah. But so yeah, it's dependable and of a should good medium range size.
New faces for your two-year-old might go a bit astray. It's the kind of thing where you generally get one and then it gets better.
Well, you could come up with like novelty ones, like they've done with the mobile phones. You can get like different, you know, scenes from different movies and stuff on the remote control, and sort of stagger the release of them and get people like, oh, I want that cover on it now, and they'll keep them spending money.